Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of our Windows 10 series. And this series is about getting a personal perspective of some of the people that we know of, like all this Microsoft technology evangelist. And so we're going to get their personal view in terms of what Windows 10 means to them, what are their favorite feature, and what they're going to do with Windows 10 and things like that. My name is Yang Chou, I'm a Microsoft technology evangelist. And today we have a good friend and one of the most known Microsoft technology evangelists, Blaine Barton. Blaine, are you on the line?
I sure am. How you doing, Young?
Hi, Blaine. Hey, I know everybody knows you, but how about just give us a brief addition of yourself? Tell us what you've been doing and how long have you been with Microsoft?
I've been with Microsoft a long time, and you mentioned, you know, a lot of people know me, and that's basically because I'm old, okay? So I'm an old-timer. We talk about old school, right? So going into my 23rd year, Young, I've actually, you know, started way back in the day in manufacturing, putting disks in manuals and boxes. Everybody's heard that story, but here I am, you know, through the whole history, or at least my career, you know, all the way back to the first Windows, you know, Windows 286 and Windows 386, and all the way through to Windows 3.0, 3.1.1, all the way through, I have to say in my career that Windows 10 is one of the most exciting launches we've had just because of all the cool technology.
So Windows 10, what does it mean to you? What gets you excited?
Well, first of all, the start menu's back, so that's good. And I also like the way they integrate the tiles in the start menu, the integration there, the improved notification area, Continuum integration with the Windows Phone 10, the Snap features. I like snapping the windows the way they've kind of enhanced that, and then of course there's Cortana. So.
There you go. Just so for folks out there that you know that when Blaine referred to Continuum, that means, you know, the same experience across all different types of form factor, which is, like I said, it's an excellent, excellent concept as we discuss more in other episodes. Now, so Blaine, the other day I have a conversation with Kevin Remedy, and who focus a lot on data protection, kind of security stuff. Now, all the things are good, right? All the stuff you talk about is good. And as we move into Windows 10, you know, all these things that happening, I find myself that putting more and more stuff on my laptop, got my personal, my professional stuff, and all this great feature that you talk about. So I love it every day. And as days go on, I find out there's really a lot of data there. So do you have any particular thing that you can show us? Because I know you focus a lot on, you know, backing up data, that type of thing. Share with us, how can I get a better experience in terms of, you know, not to losing my data and things like that?
Sure. Well, you know, as we talk about what's going on as we deploy and provision Windows 10 for the first time, you know, behind the scenes within Microsoft, you know, security is top of mind. So you mentioned about security as well as, you know, getting things backed up. And at the end of the day, it's we don't want to lose data. Right. So as we kind of back, I mean, there's lots of cool features and benefits of Windows 10, you know, even from like the edge compatibility and all the different pieces. But one thing I want to mention before we get into kind of, you know, backing it up or, you know, protecting our data is, you know, I like the new updating model around, you know, what we refer to as Windows as a service, where you just get the updates, you get the security patches, you get the net new features from Windows updates, or from, you know, or from your organization, or for within your enterprise. So if you're waiting for Service Pack 1, you'll be waiting the rest of your life. So don't wait. Get on Windows 10 now. You know, with over 110 million Windows 10 users out there, Young, to me, it's proven itself. It's ready for prime time. But you step back and you say, okay, we've got our updates, we've got our security patches, we've got net new features, Windows as a service. You know, what about backing up Windows? You know, we can provision the updates and make sure that things are healthy there, but let's talk about your personal files. You know, how many of us out there have lost data, right? You know, they're either the personal files, or how many have local backups that fail? You know, almost every one of us. So when I started to look at Windows 10, when it was coming out through the Insider program, and I was getting my previews and my builds, One thing that I want to do is test out the Microsoft Azure backup, because a lot of people don't know that we can backup Windows 7, Windows 8, 8.1, Windows 10 clients to Azure, right? To the cloud. And that's really where it's at is, you know, I'm pretty religious about backing up my data, but you know, a few years ago, I was backing up religiously to my own drives, to my own servers with inside my home. Right. And that's awesome until we have a hurricane and my house gets blown away. So or starts on fire, or I lose my data, because if I lose my structure in which my data resides, then I'll lose my data as well. With Azure, you know, we back up data to the cloud. We're going to ensure that you get that protection you need. And so what I want to do is, so one of the technology pieces that I really went deep on was backing up your Windows clients to Azure, not to an external hard drive or your server environment. So we're talking about Azure here, taking you through those steps to install the agent on the client machines, more importantly, building a backup vault and the recovery services.
Now, this is all great, and I am assuming you're going to show us how to do it, right?
Absolutely. I've got some demos here I want to show you. You want to just dive right in?
Let's do it.
All right, let's take a look.
The first thing we're going to do to back up files and data from your Windows server, your Windows clients, or your System Center Data Protection Manager to Azure, or when backing up your IaaS VMs to Azure, you must create a backup vault in the geographic region where you want to store the data. So this demo is going to walk you through the creation of the vault where you're going to use to store backups. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to sign into the management portal at https://manage.windowsazure.com and go down and click New, Data Services, Recovery Services, Backup Vault. And we're going to click on Quick Create, and here we're going to put in for the name of the perimeter, enter a friendly name to identify the backup vault. So I'm going to go ahead and put in BB IT Camp. Next, I'm going to pick the region. I'm going to pick East US, and I'm going to go ahead and take my Windows Azure MSDN Visual Studio Ultimate. By choosing the geo close to your location, you can reduce in the network latency when backing up to Azure. Click Create Vault to complete the workflow. It could take a while for the backup vault to be created. To check the status, you can monitor the notifications at the bottom of the portal. And as you can see, it's creating vault, and I can get my notifications down here. After the backup vault has been created, a message will tell you the vault has been successfully created, and it will list the resources for recovery services as active. You can see successfully created the vault. You'll see here as well that it's listed as active. Let's also take a look at Azure Backup Storage Redundancy Options. We'll click on BB IT Camp, and here we're going to click on Configure. The best time to identify your storage redundancy option is right after the vault creation and before any virtual machines are registered to the vault. Once an item has been registered to the vault, the storage redundancy option is locked and cannot be modified. Your business needs would determine the storage redundancy of the Azure Backup backend storage. If you're using Azure as a primary backup storage endpoint, for example, you're backing up to Azure from a Windows client, you should consider picking the default geo-redundant storage option. Click on Configure and you'll see that we have geo-redundant storage, or GRS, and we have local redundant storage, or LRS. Let's talk about geo-redundant. Geo-redundant, or GRS, maintains 6 copies of your data. With GRS, your data is replicated 3 times within the primary region, and it's also replicated 3 times in a secondary region, hundreds of miles away from the primary region, providing the highest level of durability. In the event of a failure at your primary region, by storing data in GRS as your backups, ensure that your data is durable in 2 separate regions. Locally redundant, or LRS, maintains 3 copies of your data. LRS is replicated 3 times within a single facility in a single region. LRS protects your data from normal hardware failures, but not from the failure of an entire Azure facility. If you're using Azure as a tertiary backup storage endpoint, for example, you're using System Center Data Protection Manager to have a local backup copy on premises and using Azure for your long-term retention needs, you should consider choosing local redundant storage from the configure option of your backup vault. This brings down the cost of storing data in Azure while providing a lower level of durability for your data that might be acceptable for tertiary copies. And here's an important note. The storage redundancy should be selected right after the vault creation and before any machines are registered to the vault. Once the item has been registered to the vault, the storage redundancy option is locked and cannot be modified. Once the machine is registered, open the Microsoft Azure Backup MMC Snap-in. Click on Schedule Backup. Select the items which you wish to backup. Azure Backup on a Windows Server, Windows Client, for example, without System Center Data Protection Manager, enables you to protect files and folders. Specify the backup schedule and retention policy. Your choice of completing the initial seeding is dependent upon the amount of data you wish to backup and your internet upload link speed. If you plan to backup gigabytes or terabytes of data over a high latency, low bandwidth connection, it is recommended that you complete the initial backup by shipping a disk to the nearest Azure data center. This is called offline backup and is covered in detail in the Azure documentation website. If you have sufficient bandwidth connection, we recommend that you complete the initial backup over the network. And click Finish. Once the process completes, go back to the MMC Snap-in and click Backup Now to complete the initial seeding over the network. Once the initial seeding is complete, the Jobs view in the Azure Backup Console indicates the status. Recovering data on the same machine. If you accidentally delete a file and wish to restore the file volume on the same machine from which the backup is taken, the following steps will help you recover the data. First, you're going to go to the Microsoft Azure Backup Snap-in, click Recover Data to initiate the workflow. Select This Server, your machine name, option as you plan to restore the backed up file on the same machine. You can choose to browse for files or search for files. Leave the default option if you plan to restore one or more files whose path is known. If you're not sure about the folder structure, but you would like to search for a file, pick the Search for Files option. For the purpose of this demo, we'll proceed with the default option. Select the volume from which you wish to restore the file. The screen enables you to restore from any point in time. Dates which appear in bold in the calendar control indicate the availability of a restore point. Once a date is selected, based on your backup schedule and the success of a backup operation, you can select a point in time from the time drop-down box. Select the items you wish to recover. You can multi-select folders and files which you wish to restore. Specify the recovery parameters. You have an option of restoring to the original location in which the file folder would be overwritten, or to another location in the same machine. If the file folder which you wish to restore exists in the target location, you have the option to either create copies, two versions of the same file, or overwrite the files in the target location, or skip the recovery of the files which exist in the target. It is highly recommended that you leave the default option of restoring the ACLs on the files which are being recovered. Once these inputs are provided, the recovery workflow starts, which restores the files to this machine.
Recover to an alternate machine. If your entire server is lost, you can still recover the file volume on a different machine. The following steps illustrate the workflow. The nomenclature used in the steps are as follows. Source machine, the original machine from which the backup was taken and which is currently unavailable. The target machine, the machine on which the data is being retrieved. Sample vault, the backup vault to which the source machine and the target machine are registered. Note, backups taken from a machine cannot be restored on a machine which is running the earlier version of the operating system. For example, if backups are taken from a Windows 7 machine, it can be restored on a Windows 8 or above machine. However, vice versa does not hold true. Click Recover Data. Select another server. Provide the vault credential file which corresponds to the sample vault. If the vault credential file is invalid or expired, download a new vault credential file from the sample vault in the Azure portal. Once the vault credential file is provided, the backup vault against the credential file is displayed. Select source machine from the list of displayed machines. As before, select either the search for files or browse for files option. For the purpose of this section, we will use the search for files option. Select the volume and date in the next screen. Search for the folder file name you wish to restore. And click Recover. Once the input is provided, click on the Recover button, which triggers the restore of the backed up files of the destination provided.
Blaine, that was good. It was so easy and kind of easy to understand. You know, you go to Azure, you get the recovery services, create the backup vault, download the agent, register, get the credential, and you can pick and choose your file. You know what? I make sure I do that when I talk to people, when they, for instance, if they go from Windows 7 to Windows 10, make sure they back up their personal file first so they feel more comfortable going into doing the upgrade.
Yeah, and you know, it's also supported with Windows Server 2012 R2, the Windows Server 2012 Essentials, and also the Data Protection Manager in System Center. So those are all supported as well, right? So you can hook it up with DPM and all that. And remember, those special keys, you know, make sure they're in a protected area as well.
Oh, cool. Hey, Blaine, can you also share some resources with us? Because I know you focus a lot on these kind of technology. And then give us some good tips, and where do we find good material?
Sure. So, of course, you can always go to the Azure documentation on the Azure website. It's right where you manage the portal. All the documentation is there. You can simply scroll down and hit the backup vault or the recovery services part of Azure, and that has a lot of documentation. You know, those videos are actually, if you scroll down the step-by-step on setting up those pieces, I have the videos that I produced for the Azure documentation team. So those are all in the Azure portal as well as on Channel 9.
So you actually produced video for those Azure documentation?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so we will go to the documentation and we can actually read the documentation and also follow your video. That's great.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Blaine, for sharing us with your perspective of Windows 10 and all these great tips about backing up your data before you're doing an upgrade. Thank you so much. And for all you guys out there, we're going to continue the Windows 10 conversation. And so there's more episode coming. So continue, stay with us. And we're going to talk about Windows 10, how great it is, and how, you know, many different scenarios that we can use it. And also, before you go, remember, this episode is produced by our excellent producer, Chris Kelwell. Thank you so much, Chris, for making us look good. Until then, this is Yang Chou signing off.